How little recks it where men lie when once the moment's past, in which the dim and glazing eye has looked on earth its last. Whether beneath the sculpted urn the confined form shall rest, or in its nakedness return back to its mother's breast. Death is a common friend or foe, as different men may hold, and at his summons each must go, the timid and the bold. But when the spirit, free and warm, deserts it as it must, what matter where the lifeless form dissolves again to dust? The soldier falls midst corpses piled upon the battle plain, where reinless war steeds gallop wild above the mangled slain. But though his corpse be grim to see, hoof trampled on the sod, what recks it when the spirit free has soared aloft to God? The coward's dying eyes may close upon his downy bed, and softest hands his limbs compose, or garments o'er them spread. But ye who shun the bloody fray, when fall the mangled brave, go strip his coffin lid away, and see him in his grave. 'Twas sweet indeed to close our eyes with those we cherish near, and wafted upwards by their sighs, soar to some calmer sphere. But whether on the scaffold high or in the battle's van, the fittest place where man can die is where he dies for man.